morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, February 23rd, 2024. As you've likely heard, Governor Mills announced earlier this week that Sears Island is the site that the state has selected for the construction of an offshore wind facility. The governor's announcement this week did not come as a surprise to many members of the committee who were charged with evaluating the three sites that were allegedly being considered over the past few years. For almost 2 years, they've been sounding the alarm, including here on Around Town and on Maine Currents on WERU, that the fix was in and that the other sites were apparently not under serious consideration. One of the alternate sites, Eastport, was almost immediately eliminated, leaving the already industrialized Mack Point in Searsport or the nearby undeveloped Sears Island as options. Sears Island is a roughly 940-acre island off Searsport's coast. It's connected to the mainland by a causeway. There's also a paved road that leads to a jetty. Those are reminders of a previous attempt to develop the island decades ago, but otherwise it's undeveloped. The island's hiking trails and beaches draw visitors year-round, and Friends of Sears Island puts on educational and recreational programs on the island. By my count, this is at least the 9th attempt to develop Sears Island since the 1960s. In the late 60s, there was a proposal to build an oil refinery from a company called Maine Clean Fuels. In the 1970s, there was a proposal to build a nuclear power plant. In the late 70s, CMP started looking into building a giant coal-fired electric station on the island, and as it looked like that was not going to go through, they started looking at scaled-down versions of conventional coal-fired electric stations or the possibility of a coal gasification plant. In 1984, CMP gave up on the coal-fired electric station plans, and starting in the 80s through the 90s, there was focus on the possibility of a cargo port. The causeway was put into the island, a road was built across the island, and a jetty was built, but work was halted by some of the groups that oppose the development of Sears Island today. It was discovered that illegal filling of wetlands had occurred, and eventually the plan was scrapped. In 2004, a proposal to build a liquefied natural gas facility on the island was also defeated. By my count, that makes it Sears Island 9, developers 0. In 2007, the Sears Island Planning Initiative Consensus Agreement, which was an agreement between the state and stakeholders, set aside approximately one-third of the island for potential future development and two-thirds of the island in a conservation easement agreement. And it stated, quote, Mack Point shall be given preference as an alternative port to development on Sears Island, close quote. Those who oppose development of the island have questions about whether that really happened in this case. Natural Resources Council of Maine and the Maine AFL-CIO have come out in support of the development of part of the island for this green energy project, but other groups, including the Attleboro Islands Trust and Sierra Club of Maine, who have successfully defended the island from development proposals in the past, are organizing to oppose the location, although they do support offshore wind. If you go to the archive section of WERU.org and type Sears Island in the search box, there are several pages of shows that we've done over the years on several different programs, Radioactive, Maine Currents, Here and Around Town, Coastal Conversations, so there's plenty of background there if you're interested. And we will keep you posted here on WERU. You can keep us posted as well by emailing news@WERU.org if you have information to share. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening and have a great day.